This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the aviation sector has played an important role in making India the fastest growing economy in the world. Through this sector, the government is working to connect people, culture and prosperity. Addressing the Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said that an increasing middle class leading to higher demand are driving forces behind the progress of the sector. He added that India's aviation sector is undergoing a remarkable transformation, enhancing ease of travel for citizens and boosting connectivity. The Prime Minister proclaimed the adoption of the Delhi Declaration by all the member states. The Delhi Declaration is a visionary roadmap to elevate the region's aviation sector to new heights. Mr. Modi said that the Delhi Declaration will advance the resolve for regional connectivity, innovation and sustainable growth in aviation. All eligible senior citizens covered under Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana ABPMJ will be issued a new distinct card under the scheme. Official sources informed that anyone aged 70 or above as per their Aadhaar card will be eligible to apply for the scheme. The scheme is expected to be operational within a week. It is an application-based scheme and people need to register on the portal. The portal will offer face authentication and will have a designated link for senior citizens above 70 years of age. Sources also mentioned that those with private insurance and Employee State Insurance Corporation ESIC beneficiaries can also apply for the ABPMJ scheme. Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh said yesterday that India is ushering in an exciting time for a biotechnology-based bio-revolution. Addressing the Global Bio-India 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, Dr. Singh said that a bio-revolution could have the same impact for India that the IT revolution once had for the Western world. The Global Bio-India 2024 is a major international congregation of biotechnology stakeholders showcasing India's biotech growth and opportunities to the world. India's retail inflation rose to 3.65% in August, slightly higher than the 3.6% reported in July this year. According to data released yesterday, the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation highlighted that this is the second lowest retail inflation in the past 5 years. The inflation rate was within the Reserve Bank of India's tolerance band of 2-6%. Meanwhile, the food inflation rate for August 2024, based on the All India Consumer Food Price Index, is provisionally reported at 5.66%, making it the second lowest since June 2023. Several subgroups, including spices, meat and fish, and pulses and products, have experienced a decrease in inflation. Typhoon Yagi has caused widespread devastation in Vietnam, raising the death toll to 226 and leaving over 100 people missing by last evening. The hardest-hit province, Lao Chai, reported 98 deaths, including 47 from a flash flood in Nu village. Another 81 people are missing there. Chao Bang, Yen Bai and Quang Ninh also reported fatalities. Blood waters in Hanoi's Red River have receded slightly but remain above alert level 1. Landslide warnings are still in effect for northern regions. On the second day of the South Asian Junior Athletics Championship, India clinched 9 gold medals in Chennai yesterday. Anisha secured India's first gold of the day in the women's discus throw with a record-setting distance of 49.91 metres, surpassing the previous meet record of 48.60 metres set by A. Bajwa in 2018. Amanat Kamboj won silver with a throw of 48.38 metres, while Sri Lanka's J.H. Gurangini took bronze with 37.95 metres. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy rain in Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh for today. Talking to Akashvani News, Senior IMD Scientist R.K. Jainamani said that the monsoon depression over northwest Madhya Pradesh is slowly moving northward and northeastward, which will result in heavy rainfall. And that is the end of this news bulletin.